We're doing Chafetz Chaim, we're on page Membeis, we're in the introduction. And the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing the biblical mitzvahs involved in the prohibition of Lashon Hara. V'chol zeh shekatavnu, everything we've written thus far, u'afilu im mesaper divrei gnut al chavro b'no levin atzmo, that even if you just tell it over between you and the other guy, aval im medabek atzmo l'chavura shel anshei resho v'alei Lashon Hara, but if a person joins a club, where what they're doing, he joins a group, he has a bunch of buddies that they get together and they slander, they speak badly about other people, and the reason they get together is so that they can gossip. So people do this sometimes. They call it the Sunday morning brunch club, or they give it all kinds of other fancy names, the Kiddush club and shul. Could have a lot of names, but if what they really do is they get together so each one can tell over the latest gossip about who knows whom, so then over gam al mitzvah taseh sheluvot tidbak. He also transgresses the mitzvah that says you should cling to Hashem, and our sages explain in Tractate Ketubot, litabek v'chachmei Torah, that a person should cling, he should connect to the wise men of the Torah, latmid b'shivatam b'chol ofen mo'ofanim. A person in any way he can should connect with them. You choose which shul you're going to go to. You choose who your buddies are going to be. You choose who your partners are going to be. Try to choose positive people, people who represent Torah. That's part of connecting to Hashem, is connecting to those who adhere to His mitzvot. Afilu le'chol v'lishtot im tamid chacham. Our sages went so far as to say, if you have a choice who you're going to eat and drink with, who you're going to sit next to during lunchtime, v'lasot pakmati al tamid chacham, who you're going to sell your goods to, any way you could connect to a person who is learned is beneficial. All of this to learn from their actions. I'll tell you a story I had in this vein. But maybe we'll just finish the last sentence here. So undoubtedly, if someone does the opposite, and he connects with people who are negative people, over al mitzvah taseh zo, he transgresses this commandment. So when I was in Merkaz Harav, there was one student in the yeshiva who was exceptional in his Torah and his traits, and he was a really, really, really fine person. And I wanted to get closer to him. I wanted to learn from him. So he was a student in the yeshiva, only a year or two older than me. So I had a friend who was his roommate. And I asked that friend if it was okay in the afternoon, when I take an afternoon nap, if I napped in that room. So he said, fine, okay, no problem. So just going up to that room and napping there in the afternoons, and I ended up brushing shoulders with him almost on a daily basis. I learned a lot from it. But then I learned something from this friend of mine, who's also a fine person. When he left for the army, so I asked him, do you want me to save that bed for you? So that when you come back, you'll be roommates with this top guy in the yeshiva. So he said to me, who knows what it'll be when I get back? That's in 8-9 months from now. No, you know, you should give the bed away. Let someone else take the bed. So I said to him, you know, you're roommates with the top guy in yeshiva. It's not something you'll necessarily ever be able to get again. So he said to me a line that remained etched in my mind. It'll probably be with me till the day I die. He said to me, God forbid I should prevent someone else from benefiting, certainly, in order to ensure that I possibly will benefit. That was the line he said in Hebrew. God forbid that for my possible benefit, someone else should lose a definitive benefit. How many times do we think the exact opposite? I might need that in the future. Why should I give it away? Right. I might benefit, so I will prevent someone else who will definitely benefit. Yeah, it taught me a lot. We had a coat that we weren't sure one of our girls had torn the zipper. And we had an alternate coat, but we were considering saving it as a spare because kids sometimes lose their coats, destroy their coats. We were debating. We had a neighbor who had, Baruch Hashem, many kids. So in the end, we decided we'll give them the coat. We gave them the coat. We figured they'd fix the zipper. They never fixed the zipper, but all winter long, we saw their daughter wearing that coat every time it would rain, going up and down the street. That's what the girl was wearing. So it was a huge lesson to us. That I don't know if the girl had a coat. To us, it was a coat that needed fixing. we weren't sure if to leave it around as a spare, to invest the money to fix it. Didn't seem to make sense to us. To them, it was the best coat they had. So I felt bad. We think twice before we give people stuff that we don't really need. That clutters up our own home. So that was the lesson he taught me. But coming back to here, so the Chafetz Chaim says we have a mitzvah to connect with positive people. It's part of connecting to Hashem. When a person chooses who he'll speak to, who he'll sit with, who will be his friends, who will be his Facebook friends, what group he's going to join. So these are the people we're actually connecting to. Maybe in Facebook not. I don't know. If you have 5,000 friends, I don't think you're connecting to any of them. But if you really connect to people that way, so that's also something to think about, that the people in one's life should be positive. I'm going down to the footnote here. The Chafetz Chaim adds a footnote. Certainly what we find often nowadays, that Shabbos afternoon, he's probably talking in the summer months where you have a long Shabbos afternoon, people finish their third meal, that you have groups of people. You have those who are learning Torah, so they start talking about what they've been learning. And other people get together. You see groups of people. People cluster. In our days, you might see it after shul or during a kiddush or after davening Shabbos morning, where people form clusters where they talk to one another. And if they have nothing to talk about, undoubtedly, the conversation goes in the direction of slander or saying things that are how do you translate leitzanut? Mockery. Im ken mi sheporesh mibalei haTorah v'olech umateh ozno lachevra hara hazot kedei lishmo mehem sipurim ha-havalim over al mitzvat seizo. So if someone leaves the group that talks in Torah to go and hear the gossip, the slander, the mockery, so then he's transgressing this commandment. Levan ma sheover alo tiyach rabim lerot. Aside from which, we have a mitzvah. Don't go after the masses when they're doing something wrong. Kmo shekatavnu leile, as we discussed earlier. And if you look earlier, you'll see he wrote from the will, from the last testament of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, who wrote about this. And even if you don't have who to join, sometimes you find yourself standing alone. So then it's a big mitzvah to be silent and sit alone, but not join a group that's going to say things that are prohibited. As our sages taught, kol rega v'rega she'adam chosem piv, this is a very important line, for every second that a person keeps his mouth shut from saying things that are prohibited, you'd think it's easy. It's just a question of not talking. No, it's very hard. And so our sages said, for every second that a person can keep his mouth shut from saying that which is prohibited, Zoche bishvilo, for each second he merits le'ora ganuz, to this hidden light shen kol malach uvriya yachol lesher, that no angel or creature can estimate. There's a great reward specifically for this. Seems like this is a very tough thing to keep our mouth shut, especially when we have something we shouldn't be saying. So that's what one is promised if one can take control and do what's right.